So, my friends, we are here for our next meditation session. And as an introduction to this meditation, I'm hoping to say some words that might be relevant for a few of you at least. And that is that it can be helpful to think of meditation as the meeting place for the body and the mind, that we're focusing on, resting with, attending to the interface between where the mind can meet the body and the body can meet the mind. So not lost in the mind, preoccupied in the mind, but not lost in the body in a certain way or in the world, but in the present moment, the place of touch, the touching place where the mind can know, feel, experience what's going on in the body or in our senses, whether it could be hearing, tasting, touching, seeing, in that meeting place. And that meeting place is always in the present moment. It's always here. And it's a place that we can unify ourselves, where we can gather ourselves. It's kind of a center around which we can learn to come to rest, or become clearer and clearer in the awareness of what's happening moment by moment. The meeting place of the mind and body. The body helps in meditation because it's always in the present moment. The mind with its thinking may not be, drifting off in thought and other times in other places. And so when we stay with the mind connected to the body, in that meeting place between the two, the interface, where whatever the mind is, knows and feels, experiences whatever the body is, then we're in the present moment. We're in the present. The body is here to help us, support us, to be present. So you might heighten your sense of the body a little bit by taking some gentle, deep inhales and exhales. So the rib cage expands and stretches as you inhale. And as you exhale, it settles and relaxes. And then letting your breathing return to normal. If you asked your body, where does your body want your attention to be? What does your body want you to attend to? Where would your attention go? What parts of the body seem to call you to it? And if you're attuned, sensitive to what is it in your body that attracts attention, wants attention, then allow that meeting place to occur. Allow there to be a meeting of mind and body. Maybe the interface happens in the place where the sensations are. And there's this amazing unity where sensing and sensations arise together. In that meeting place where if you're aware of sensations in the body, that location is also where the sensing occurs. And then to look around the body and relax, soften. What in your body can be settled? What in your body can soften? What restlessness in the body can be felt gently and kindly? The sensations of restlessness, sensing and sensations together. And then within the body, as part of the body, is there any part, any experience of breathing, any parts of the body where breathing is known, that invites your attention, that calls for attention? Any part of the breathing experience that's more pronounced than other parts of it? Allowing the sensations of breathing to make contact with awareness, with the mind. Allowing the mind, the awareness, to receive the sensations of breathing, to make contact with breathing. And where sensing and sensations occur together, that's the meeting place of mind and body. You might think of that as the center of all things. And that all things there included, it's all things are this too, and allowing all things to incline, to lean towards that center. Lean towards a simplicity of being where it's enough just to be with your breathing. Not to push anything away or have a problem with anything. But allowing the rivers of your life, of all things, to flow into the center where breathing and the mind meet. When you get caught up in thoughts, you can feel or see how there's maybe been a disconnection with our lived experience of the moment. Being pulled into thoughts and fantasies, ideas, past and future. It's nice to feel the disconnect that comes with that. And in knowing that disconnect, then reconnect. Start again with that meeting place of the mind and the body. The place where we can start becoming unified or whole. Body and mind working together in harmony. a common focus for the mind. Our thoughts and ideas and feelings associated with self. Oneself as the agent, oneself as the experiencer, oneself as the one who is the doer. The self that's at the center of the stories that we tell. And there can be a kind of contraction or a kind of pressure or associated with the self. And in meditation, the opportunity is to shift the focus to a different center. A place where there is not so much self involved. And that's the meeting place of the mind and the body. Perhaps where the mind and body meet with the breathing. And it might be possible to feel how there's much less self in that meeting place. And if we can rest or focus on that meeting place of mind and body, it can give the so-called self, the energy, the pressure, the tension, the swirls of thoughts, it can give them a chance to rest when they're not focused on. We don't keep spinning the self. Letting the self recede and rest and not be the center of what's happening. But let the center be the breathing. And with the breathing, the meeting place of mind and body. whatever might be happening, this too can be included. It can be included by being aware of how it's experienced at the meeting place of body and mind. If what is happening is mostly a lot of thoughts disconnected to your body, even the thinking process itself might be the place where the mind and body meet. The feeling, sensations of thinking, the location of thinking, the pressure to think, the glue that keeps us to the thinking. Whatever is happening, we can become whole by experiencing it at the meeting place of body and mind. It's fairly common that when a bell rings the end of the meditation, we can almost unknowingly return into that place of self, that place where self is the self, the gravitational center of our life. What's in it for me? What do I have to do? How am I experiencing this? And it can be so pulled into that world of thoughts having to do with self that it's easy to lose mindfulness. An alternative, especially on retreat, is to hear the bell to end a meditation session and to hear the bell at the interface of the mind and body, the place where the sound occurs in the ears, is heard. To use the bell as a reminder to stay close and intimate in that meeting place of mind and body. And without straining or working too hard, to conduct oneself, to be present in the continuity of the practice by staying close to that place where body and mind meet. So the center is not so much caught up in self, but the center is more in the experience that we have moment by moment. Whatever we think the self is or operate from, it can have a place, but it recedes into the periphery or the background. It doesn't have to be the one who's completely in charge. Letting the center of it all be that meeting, the meeting places of mind and body. Sometimes I think of the meeting place of the mind and body as being the same as the meeting place of the two palms when they come together to bow. That there's something reverential or even sacred, or something to bow to at that meeting place, something to bow with. That meeting place of the mind and the body, where there's such presence of mind, such presence of body, such, we're really connected in a deep way. And it is the way to start becoming whole. Samadhi being a kind of gathering together of things so that we're, it's a feeling of being whole, all things included in a certain way. Even if samadhi, things get simpler and simpler, what's left just feels like a whole, feels like it's complete. That's very difficult to feel if the center of attention is in the self, self-concern, self-preoccupation, self-consciousness, self-interest, self, you know, victimhood, being, you know, the self that experiences things. The whole world of self, we don't want to diminish the value of it, but to be caught up in it and lost in it limits our ability to be whole. The more self there is, the less whole we are. The more we can be centered in our experience, the more we can be in that meeting place of mind and body, the more there's a possibility of things gathering together and coming together and a feeling of wholeness and even harmony with us. So a big part of the art of being on retreat is the idea of continuity of practice through the day, so that we don't have to be the one who makes our meditation work so much. But the continuity allows us to keep settling in and allowing the meditation to work for us, to wake up, to meditation do us in a sense. And one of the ways to practice continuity is in the way that's right for each of you. It might look very differently from person to person. But you might try changing. You might try doing things a little bit slower than you usually do, or something slower. Just slow enough so that there's more intentionality in doing it. There's more being connected to what you're doing. So you have a better chance to really feel the interface of the body and the mind in the doing. Something as simple as washing your hands. I've sometimes certainly washed my hands, and I haven't really been present for the experience. I'm really thinking about something else, thinking about what I'm doing next, and it's just incidental. I'm just like doing my duty and washing my hands, and it's way down there at the end of my hands, washing the hands, and I'm somewhere else, you know, thinking. And, you know, that can be innocent enough sometimes in life to do that, live that way. But the opportunity on the retreat is, if you're washing your hands, be with the hands as they wash them. Slow down enough so that when you can really feel and sense that meeting place of sensations and sensing, the meeting place of the mind and body in the hands as you do them. So there's intentionality, there's awareness and contact. And so just washing your hands a little slower might be enough to keep you right there with it. So if you wash your hands the fast, normal way, maybe it's more easy. The habit is to go into the mind and think or something. So in the right way for each of you, you might think of today of doing things a little, just slow enough that there's more presence in what you're doing, more intentionality in what you're doing. And the continuity of that might let other things settle away, and you might find yourself gathering together, being more here, and that momentum growing over the course of the day. And certainly walking meditation is important. I think for some people it's easy to, it's more difficult, I think, in a home retreat like this to do the walking meditation. You don't have, obviously, people around you who are, supporting you. They're doing walking meditation too. And I could really emphasize how incredibly helpful it is to do walking meditation. And amazingly, it works even if you don't like it. So, you know, if you center yourself on your likes and dislikes, it's a really much more limited life. And something like just do the walking, and, you know, don't be so concerned of what you like and don't like, center yourself in that meeting place of body and mind as you walk, and maybe walk slower, maybe walk faster, whatever speed makes sense for you, that supports you, that puts you directly in the experience. And sometimes for walking faster actually gives more presence of mind, more engagement than walking slow. And that varies from person to person and different times, which speed is most supportive. But you can vary, experiment with your speed and see what places you more fully in that direct experience of walking, as opposed to letting your center be the thinking self. So I'm very grateful for all of you of doing this, and that we're doing this together, and it's a gift that you give the world that you're on retreat, and it's a way of for the best of us to come out and have a chance to exist. And so we'll start the rounds of practice discussion today. We'll do them today. And so you might want to double-check your announcement page, the instruction page, remind yourself of when you signed up, and you'll find the link there for the Zoom room that you have to connect to, and just above the practice discussion sign-up place, I think that's where you... I don't know, sure. Actually, I don't know where it is for you. Maybe just above there, there's a Gil's meeting room and Max's meeting room. So just make sure you click to the right place. And Max and I are looking forward to meeting with you. And we'll start with a few of you in about 20 minutes. And I hope that you have a nice day of practice. Thank you.